For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Craighead County judge-elect has a lot to learn. Marvin Day has slowly started learning what his new job will be when he takes over January 1. During a transition period, current County Judge Ed Hill has started allowing Day to sit in on meetings and is teaching him what he needs to know. Day tells KASU News what he's been doing so far and also tells about a new job that he'll start July 1.
I am starting. I have been pulled into several meetings and several opportunities to learn things about the new role and things that the county's taking care of. So it seems like every day there's a few more things that I'm starting to get involved in. But really, I'll be the assistant to the county judge in an official capacity starting July 1. I'll be working with Ed Hill and and just the various aspects of the job, whatever. He's going to be training me on a lot of things, and I'll be doing whatever projects that need to be done for the county in that time.
After he was elected, Day said his top priorities would be looking at the county's budget, something that he'll have some experience in since he will be the assistant to Ed Hill. Day will help with the budget process as the Finance Committee on the Craighead County Quorum Court will want to start looking at initial budget items as early as September, though it may be hard to get accurate numbers that early before the new year. Day also stated that he wanted to help find a new place for the Crisis Stabilization Unit and to look at getting new radio systems for rural police and fire departments. Day took notes last night as the Quorum Court Finance Committee also talked about the possibility of hiring a human resources director next year. Day will poll department heads and others about support for such a proposal. Day says there are a lot of challenges coming, but he is excited about the job.
Just like I said in the campaign, it's all about serving your community and doing things to make it better, and I look forward to that privilege just to work. And I'm very appreciative that I've got a 6-month period to learn and understand the processes that are there in place and just understand things that seem like they're going well and do some things that maybe in the future that I may want to get with the group and maybe do some things a little different also.
He says he's not had a chance yet to meet with individual department heads, but knows that is something that's coming in the near future.
Those are really, for the most part, meetings that are coming. I have had small visits with a few folks, but as far as really getting deep in the weeds and if you want to call it interviewing with those people and understanding in great detail of what they do and how, processes and, how we can make that work. I really haven't done that. That'll be, to come. That might happen the next 6 months, or that may not be till the first of the year. We'll just see how the process goes with what the current judge has for me.
Right. Very good. And how have things been between you and Judge Hill?
Judge Hill has been a true gentleman, and he truly has a heart to serve the community and make Craighead County better. And very kind of him to give me the opportunity to be trained under him. So everything has been very cordial and very helpful.
And that's Marvin Day. In other news, last night the Quorum Court welcomed Angie Dixon to the court to replace Ken Stacks on position one. Dixon will fill the remainder of the term through the end of this year. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.